This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad. Khadka with news. How top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges international community to help Nepal fight COVID-19. Tourism Ministry clarifies there is no health risk to climbers at Mount Everest Base Camp. Government to bring 400 oxygen cylinders from China in first phase. And WHO approves emergency use of Chinese Sinopharm COVID vaccine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the international community to help Nepal in the fight against COVID-19. Giving his special interview with US television channel CNN, Prime Minister Oli urged all agencies, including the United Nations, to support Nepal. Meantime, the Premier said the country issued prohibitory orders and restrictions to control the pandemic by putting utmost government efforts. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has clarified that there is no health risk at the base camp of Mount Everest. Issuing a press release, the Tourism Ministry made it clear that there was no health risk for mountain climbers, as much news as publicized in the media. The Ministry's attention was drawn after the news were published and broadcast, citing the high risk of COVID-19 infection in the mountain expedition team. The Ministry has stated that 774 individuals have received expedition permit this spring season. Nepal government is to bring 400 empty oxygen cylinders from China in its first phase. A meeting held on Friday under the chairmanship of Deputy Prime Minister and Coordinator of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, Ishwar Pokhrel, decided to bring 400 empty cylinders out of 20,000 in its first phase. Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body aircraft will fly for the China on the 10th of May to bring the cylinders. Of the agreed assistance, 2,000 cylinders will be brought by planes and remaining 18,000 will be brought via land route. The government of China has, at the call of the government, decided to assist 20,000 empty oxygen cylinders to Nepal when the country is struggling with the massive spread of COVID-19. Additional 8 corona-related deaths have been reported lately today in Nepal. Of the total 8, 4 deaths have been confirmed in Bake, 3 in Birganj of Parsa district and 1 in Kanchanpur district. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has called its parliamentary party meeting today. The meeting will discuss current political issues along with the party's preparations for the session of House of Representatives slated for May 10. The parliamentary party office said the meeting will also discuss a party's strategy relating to the House of Representatives session and direct party lawmakers accordingly. The meeting has been called at 2 p.m. today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has granted emergency approval for the COVID-19 vaccine made by Chinese state-owned company Sinopharm. It is the first vaccine developed by a non-Western country to get WHO backing. The vaccine has already been given to millions of people in China and elsewhere. The WHO had previously only approved the vaccines made by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna. But individual health regulators in various countries, especially poor countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia, have approved Chinese jabs for emergency use. At least 163 Palestinians and 6 Israeli police officers are reported to have been hurt in clashes in Jerusalem. Sources said most were injured at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where Israeli police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades at Palestinians threw stones and bottles. Tensions have been rising over the potential eviction of Palestinians from the land claimed by Jews settlers. The Red Crescent is said to have opened a field hospital to treat the wounded. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges international community to help Nepal fight COVID-19. Tourism Minister clarifies there is no health risk to climbers at Mount Everest Base Camp. Government to bring 400 oxygen cylinders from China in first phase. And WHO approves emergency use of Chinese Sinopharm COVID vaccine. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.